So who is Ted Mock? He is a young man, one of the youngest to ever hit platinum. He is a $100,000 ring earner. And here is one thing that I think is super exciting. He has on his team a brand new $50,000 ring earner. So that's something to be excited and proud of. And he is one of the members of the Network Marketing Council that is in communication with Home Office very consistently regarding all the great things going on. And when they ask for our input, we give them our input. And it is, it's an honor to be a part of that team with Chris Hughes. So, Mr. Ted Mock, thank you so much for taking time out of your super busy schedule. We're excited to have you on the call tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Acoin. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, great. Well, I appreciate the invitation, and thank you so much for the kind words from you and Mr. Gardner. I am on the road heading to a business briefing here in Northern California, so prayerfully my signal will hold up on the freeway. But it's always an honor to be asked to speak on a call of your mentors and people that you've looked up to and taken notes from for so many years. And I think I had the privilege last year right after our team was blessed to hit the platinum position to share a few insights and a little bit of my story. So for those who've been around a year plus, congratulations on not only still being involved with Legal Shield, but still plugged into this very same system that we all follow called the 10 core commitments that allows us to create a long-term future that we're looking to design and be a part of. And I do have to definitely give accolades to my colleague and good friend, Mr. Justin Peterson, because I think he now holds the title of the youngest platinum in the company. But for those who haven't heard my background, quickly my story, I got involved while I was in college. No business background, no entrepreneurial background, no network marketing background. Really just a background of somebody who had those qualities we all look to as leading indicators of a potential leader. And for my seasoned Legal Shield associates on the line, this is always important for us, right? Just identifying the next wave of leadership. Who are we raising up to replace us? Because our future isn't secure until we help secure the futures of others, right? Our organization isn't solid until we've gotten to the point like John Elizabeth Gardner or Frank and Teresa Coyne and so many others that have created multiple executive directors in a leg and multiple ring earners in a leg. And so knowing that, it's up to us to identify talent, right? Sometimes leadership is discovered because we connect with folks that already have a skill set like Justin Peterson and all the incredible leaders that he's brought along and raised up along with him to become executive directors and reach platinum in record time. But then other times leaders are developed, and that's something that does take time. Sometimes folks have developed their leadership attributes and qualities prior to getting involved as an associate. So for me personally, getting started, I had those leading indicators, which were a burning desire, a willingness to work, and a coachable attitude. And I know for those who've been around at least a few months, you've heard this before, and for those who've been around for many years like myself, you hear it all the time, but it can't be overstated because those are really the three keys to long-term success in Legal Shield. That's what we're looking for as we look at our Fast Start Pending report, as we work with new associates on our team and do welcome calls. And if you are newer on the line, those are the attributes that we encourage you to develop if you don't have them already. A burning is the strong reason why, that white-hot intensity, because that's what's going to help you power through the hardships and the obstacles. Jim Rohn says it best. Goals are like a magnet. They help to pull us through life's adversities. And we know that Legal Shield is no different than any other area of life or any other entrepreneurial venture, but there's going to be some challenges and some setbacks and some frustrating moments and some people that get on your nerves and some disappointing conversations and some rejection and some challenges with the home office and challenges with the law firm and challenges with your workout partner and challenges with your leadership or your team. Guys, that's natural. That's to be expected because we're in the people business. So what keeps people in Legal Shield isn't $99 or $249. It's that white, hot, burning desire, which we call your reasons why. And then, of course, a willingness to work, right? You know, this is not a lazy person's business. Sometimes people get involved in our profession and our company, and they look at Legal Shield or network marketing as a get-rich-quick, and they say, I don't want to be involved in a get-rich-quick. And then 3 months later, they say, I can't believe I'm not making $10,000 a month. And, you know, how come I'm not earning the income that some of these other leaders are? And So here's what's important, and especially on this team, when you've got examples like the Acoins, like the Gardners, and Mr. Peterson, and so many others, is don't compare yourself to other people, because your journey is your journey, and that's for a reason, right? For those who were in Oklahoma City, in my two-minute ring speech, I had an opportunity to share 14 years worth of failures, 14 years worth of mistakes, 14 years worth of setbacks, of growing up in a company where I joined Legal Shield, didn't own a suit, couldn't tie a necktie, made about $8 an hour on my part-time job. Not a most professional person that you would put on your top candidate list, not the person that you would think is a center of influence. But you know the reason we can't prejudge anyone is because we never know the size of someone's desire. Right, sometimes we recruit people and we're so excited because of their pedigree and they've got top shelf accolades because they've got multiple advanced degrees on the wall or they've got a multiple six-figure income or seven-figure investment portfolio or they've been in leadership positions in their community or within politics or within the religious circles and so they've got all this influence and we fall in love with people's potential. Oh, that was such a difficult lesson for me to learn. Legal Shield family, don't fall in love with people's potential. And sometimes we bring these folks on board and we're like, man, this gentleman, this young lady, they're going to be a superstar. And they do have the potential to be that. However, should they lack a burning desire, should they lack a willingness to work and get their overalls back on, as we say, get their dirty clothes back on where they can't come in as an executive director. They got to start at the bottom and earn their way to the top here. Should they lack a coachable attitude? That's the three keys, right? Desire, work ethic, coachable attitude. And many times the folks who have significant accomplishments have a challenge taking a back seat, have a challenge gaining humility and allowing people who may not have had the same level of success outside of Legal Shield in the business world and academia or in the community and taking a back seat and saying, I'm going to allow this person to lead me because they've accomplished something that I haven't in the endeavor I'm embarking upon called Legal Shield, which is a unique business model. We never want to be disrespectful to people's accomplishments. We celebrate that, but we do know that they have to be willing to buy into the system, and they've got to have that desire, work ethic, and coachable attitude. And so when we're bringing people on board, these are the three qualities that we look for. And when we find it, we've got to invest time into those people because, again, we never know either who they can become, which I'm an example of, by the way, or who they can lead us to. See, in our business, there's a concept called links and leaders, and most people are going to be links, and a small percentage are going to become leaders. And this isn't just in Legal Shield, right? This is in life. I mean, what percentage of people who join the gym in January are continuing to work out consistently come April, come July, come, you know, August 2016? I guarantee you a small percentage, right? How many people that start a diet, maintain it, lose the weight, and keep the weight off? Once again, a small percentage of those that stick and stay. What percentage of entering freshmen to a college will graduate as seniors in that same class? So once again, a small percentage. And so we have to be okay with that, knowing that many will come, but few will stay. Like Jim Rohn says, the law of averages, you know, over time, a ratio will appear, and it's not our job to try to convince people to get involved in Legal Shield as we're prospecting and following up. It's not our job to convince people to become leaders. It's not our job to convince people that aren't willing to follow the system, to follow the system. It's our job to sort. And we don't just mean sorting in terms of prospects, which is important as well, right? So for those that are newer on the line, amateurs will convince and try to twist people's arm and find a way to get them into Legal Shield even when they're not ready. We don't want to do that. I was an amateur in the beginning of my business, and I was trying to convince people, and I was becoming across as desperate and needy and like I had to get somebody in to get some points versus actually being a professional and sorting. So amateurs convince and professionals sort. But when it comes to sorting, it also has to do with associates on our team. So based on someone's commitment level, we call it checkerboard management, right? When you move, I move. So if you don't move, I don't move. You make a call, I'm backing you up with a three-way. You set up a PBR, I'll be there to assist with your presentation. You need help with a game plan interview for your new associate, I'm happy to facilitate as long as I'm available, All right, you bring a guest to a briefing, I'll help to answer their questions and go through the four-part close, because you may be newer and not know how to handle objections and go through a four-part close. So that's my responsibility as a leader. But if you're not going to be willing to follow the system, I can't want it for you more than you want it for yourself. So we start to identify these people. We sort through our associates and say, who are the 20 percenters? Who are the future leaders that I can develop to be the next me? So here's a question for my veteran associates on the line. Who is your replacement? Who's going to be the next you? Who's going to be as good or already are as good or better at marketing memberships? Maybe they're better in the business solutions arena. Maybe they're a better team builder than you. We want that. Right? Who's a better promoter than you? Who's a better recruiter than you? Who's a better prospector? See, I'm thankful because I have a team of people that are far better than me in different areas, but because I surround myself with people that are better in different skill sets that I'm still developing, it makes me look good and allows our team and my business to grow away from me because it's not about me. And we should all want for that. That's why we use third party, because we want our team to grow away from us. We want leaders that are independent, and we don't have to ask them, are you getting registered for the New Orleans Leadership Conference? Are you going to promote to your team that new associates can register for the Level Up OKC Convention March 9th through 12th next year for only $49 in their first 20 days? We don't have to promote to them because they're self-sufficient. They're independent leaders. And that's really what our job and our responsibility of leadership is with new associates, right? I always tell new folks on our team, listen, when you get started, your success or your failure is up to you. So if you become a millionaire club member and a ring earner, it's because you did it, not because of me. And if you make $0 and never sell your first membership, it's because of the person in the mirror. So we have to teach folks the mindset, because many people don't come from a background of entrepreneurship. Many people don't come from a background of personal development where they're used to taking responsibility for everything that happens to them, good or bad. So we have to help teach this mindset to our new team members. So I let folks know, hey, listen, your success or your failure is up to you. So as your leadership, as your upline, I'm a resource, but I'm not a reason, right? There's so many people we could look to blame why we're not further along in life, why we're not further along in Legal Shield. But the same thing happens when we start blaming other people or other circumstances. And what happens is we disempower ourselves because we give control over our results to somebody else. I recently listened for, I don't know, the 100th or so time to an amazing audio called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And on this audio, he said, we are all self-made, but only the successful are willing to admit it. And you are exactly where you want to be in your life right now, whether you admit that or you're not. And I never forget hearing some of these ideas. That's why personal development, that's the core, that's the foundation, whether you're business solutions or whether you're a network marketer like I am. Guys, personal development is the foundation. And now through our Prospect by Legal Shield app, you can open the app, click on training audios, and you've got a host of about a dozen or so of trainings from our Platinum World members that are already well in excess of $1 million in earnings that are here to teach and coach you while you're driving so you can turn your car into a mobile classroom. While you're working out, while you're running errands around the house, you can be listening and feeding your mind as you're going about your day. And so as we grow in the business, as I've grown in my 14 years, obviously I didn't have success overnight, but I couldn't compare myself to a Brian Carruthers. I couldn't compare myself to a Justin Peterson. You know why? Because my story was my story for a reason. And so what I know is that what I went through was not only to help prepare me for the success that we're blessed with today and the success that we're moving towards in the future, but also to inspire other people along the way. Because guess what? If you compare yourself and your backstage work that you're doing on yourself, or your backstage self, to somebody else's front stage performance, it's unfair. Right? It's like comparing, if you're starting off gymnastics and you compare yourself to the final five ladies that just won the gold medal in the U.S. Olympics. You can't compare yourself to Simone Biles and you just started gymnastics last week. It's not fair to you or to your expectations. So what I learned is to be inspired by other people's example, but not compare myself to them, that I should base my expectations, right, off of the average, not the exception to that. Base your expectations off the rule, not the exception to the rule. right? So Brian Carruthers is an exception to the rule. $250,000 his first year. Justin Peterson is an exception to the rule, platinum in 5 months. And we celebrate. That should inspire us. It inspires me. But we shouldn't look in the mirror and say, oh, my gosh, I've been in 5 years and I'm not a ring earner yet. I've been in 5 years and I'm not platinum yet. You know why? Because if I had thought that way, I wouldn't be here today in Legal Shield. It took us over 13 years to get to platinum. It took me about almost 14 years to get the six-figure ring. But here's the great thing. Along the way, I'm growing. Along the way, I'm developing skills. Along the way, I'm going through the trials and tribulations, facing the setbacks of having team members quit and having memberships fall off the books and being in a performance club and falling out and having executive directors that are here today and 6 months later they're gone and having, you know, executive director legs that were doing 200 memberships go to zero memberships. Right? My seasoned colleagues on the line, you can relate to this. It would be naive to think that this business is all peaches and cream. There's going to be some challenges and issues, but that's why we have to have those well-defined reasons why. That's why we have to have personal development as a cornerstone of what we do, and that's why it's so important to stay connected, the power of associations around like-minded people, whether it's your workout partner, your upline ED or ring earner, or the team conference calls, right, the leadership show, the briefings, the Super Saturdays. Guys, this is the things that help to stabilize us when we face that emotional roller coaster. And so we're going to have the no-sleep phase where everything's going right and our team's just crushing it. Some of you right now have caught you at an all-time peak in your business and things have never been as good as they are right now. And others on the line, things may have never been as challenging as they are right now. Maybe you just had a huge letdown, or you had a group that was supposed to go through and all of a sudden the decision maker canceled, or you just had a superstar that was a, you know, up-and-coming leader you were developing and all of a sudden life got in the way and they had a family issue or a health issue or a financial setback, or they lost their job and now all of a sudden mentally they're out of the game, or somebody tried to lure them to another network marketing company and convince them that the grass was greener on the other side and now you don't know how to respond because you've never dealt with that. Hey, congratulations, because life is about storms, right? We're either in a storm right now, we just came out of a storm, or things are looking nice, but we're getting ready to go into a storm we don't even realize is coming. And that's why that's that cliche that we hear often repeated in Legal Shield, that if you stick and stay, you'll get your pay, is absolutely true, guys, because how else can you explain me starting off, didn't own a suit, couldn't tie a tie, about $8 an hour on my part-time job as a college student, and thanks to Legal Shield, walking away from my day job as an outside sales rep at a Fortune 500 company here in Northern California, I walked away from that job at age 24. So I didn't have the $100,000 ring yet, but I've been job-free for over a decade. We didn't get the ring until I was 34, right? But I was willing to pay the price because my reason why wasn't about 1 month. It wasn't about counters. It wasn't about points. It wasn't about a trip. It wasn't about title. It wasn't about ego. It wasn't about, you know, any of these temporary rewards or temporary accolades, and not to speak negatively of those things because those are wonderful attributes and incentives of our business. But we've got to have something stronger that anchors us in the business so that we aren't the link. We are the person becoming the leader. So majority of folks are links and a few people become the leaders. And that's our business, guys. We attract a lot of joiners to find a few builders. John Addison said it best. He said, in network marketing, you recruit a lot of losers to find a few winners. Okay? So you want to call it losers and winners, joiners and builders, links and leaders, whatever language works best for you. But guys, the reality is 80% plus of people who join Legal Shield as associates aren't going to be around a year, 3 years, 5 years from now. Just make sure you're not part of that percentage. And I'm sure you're not, because you wouldn't be on the call today if that was your mindset. So we're excited about all the momentum the company has. The future looks brighter than it ever has before. And Mr. and Mrs. Acoin and myself and a few other folks like Mr. Peterson are part of this council that she referenced. And, guys, we're hearing incredible information about what's to come in the future. And it's going to be better than it is right now. The last 2 years that Jeff Bell has been at the helm as our CEO have been the best 2 years and the most exciting 2 years that I've been a part of Legal Shield. And it was an amazing company in prepaid legal. It was an amazing company when we rebranded. But Jeff Bell is the man and the person to take us to this Vision 2020, to take us to 14 plus million memberships across North America. And all the technology and all the mobile apps and all the great things we have now with Shake and Ask Legal Shield and Prospect by Legal Shield, all this great stuff, it's only going to get better, guys. It's only going to get simpler. It's only going to get easier. It's only going to get better. It's only going to get even more duplicatable so we can scale to 10x, tenfold growth of where we are today. But let the company do what the company's going to do. Let your leadership do what your leadership's going to do. Your market leaders will do what they're going to do. What are we responsible for? What are we going to do? So let's have that conversation with the person in the mirror and say, why am I really in this? And what am I willing to commit? And at the end of the day, that's what network marketing, that's what Legal Shield is about, right? It's a vehicle to create freedom. Hey, it's what do you want? What are you willing to do to get it? Right? And what are you willing to give up along the way? That's our business, right? What do I want? I want this, that, and the other. You can write down and literally design your life and design your future and use the inspiration of your future that you've created for yourself in 5 years from now and use that inspiration to invest in the activity of doing exposures, doing follow-ups, doing three-way calls, using the tools, getting people plugged in. For me, it's the most exciting ride and adventure of my life throughout all the challenges and frustrations because I know I'm building something that's going to be a legacy for my future that will withstand the test of time because I planted my flag and I didn't just make a decision that I'm going to make a little money in Legal Shield. I decided that this is going to be a career opportunity because I've never seen anything else that for the average person at such a low investment can give them the return and the bright future that we have here with Legal Shield. So, Mrs. Acoin, again, always an honor and privilege to speak with you and your husband, with the Gardners and your entire team. And with that, I'll pass the call back over to you.
That was unbelievable. Thank you so much, Ted. And we're looking forward to seeing you out here in South Carolina.
Looking forward to being there. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you. I think that that was music to my ears. I think our whole team, I've been getting some text messages. People were loving your training. Ted, you were right on mark. It is time for us to really focus on building team more than ever today, and it is just an honor to have you on this call.
Yeah, and the sorting and not convincing
is
really good.
Absolutely.
And it takes a long time to build any business. I mean, it took Legal Shield probably 35 years to get approved in every state, so hey, it's all right. The payoff is enormous. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and you know what I always say, too, and I know you've said this before, too, Ted, is, 5 years is going to come anyway. 10 years is going to happen anyway. We might as well be building something for ourselves. We might as well be working on that personal development and becoming the leaders that we want to be because we have that. We have the time, and it's just a matter of us taking advantage of it. So great training tonight. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Listen, Ted, you there? You still
yes,
with
sir,
us?
I am.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
Loosen up, relax a little. Tell me something I don't know about you. What do you like to eat? Let's get you real, because right now, I mean, you're like this icon, you know? I mean, what do you like to do, Ted?
I mean... Hey, I like to learn from people far more experienced and successful than me, like yourself and your wife. And one thing you don't know about me that just happened this weekend, for those that like cars, and I'll just kind of a little factoid about Northern California, there's an annual auto show. It's the largest in the country. And I just had the privilege of being out in Monterey, California, and seeing vehicles like a 1939 Alfa Romeo that was being sold at auction for $20 to $25 million. So that gets me excited because I know there's a long way up to go.
Oh my God.
What's the name of that car rally?
It's called the Concourse d'Elegance, and it's an annual event in Monterey, California.
All right, well, stay on the phone. I want to teach you something. You ready for this?
And John Gardner's got a comment.
Oh, John, you go ahead. You got a comment first. Yours is a lot more important than mine.
Sure. It is not more important. I'm sort of sitting here in awe that he could be driving down the road and run off that training. I mean, I am sitting back saying, my God, I have a lot of developing to do. I mean, that was pretty awesome.
I'm
sitting here.
Well, he's like you, John. He's been a student since the day he got here. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was blown away. Thank you, Ted. Look forward to seeing you in October. Folks, if that's 15 minutes, wait till he gets to do a whole training here in October. You don't want to miss it. So back to you, Frank. Go right ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you something, John. You can write this down, all right? Y'all ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
John knows how I operate. You know, when I see something, I always ask, you know, what does this thing do? What's the purpose of it and all that stuff? And then I go to the next two or three questions deep. So here's what I figured out, that when the smartphone came out and they started putting apps on there, no one truly understood the power of an app. But now they're beginning to. So I'm going to get it. I'm going to really frame it for you so that you look at it so you'll know you're sitting in the right place. The app is an icon crusher. You could say the app has become an icon killer, because the moment they added the Amazon app on there, it killed two of the biggest icons in the book industry. It killed Books A Million and Borders by simply adding an app to the smartphone and everybody downloading that app for free. When they added that little camera app on your smartphone, that app killed Kodak. I mean, it was amazing. All the icons are falling because of a single app that is given away free. And I could go through a dozen examples like that, but I'm telling you, when they added the Legal Shield app and identity theft app on there, it's literally crushing people like that insurance company that have been treating people bad for so long. And it's going to make them straighten their game up. And it crushed the high price of attorneys, and it put them back doing what they want to do, which was help people. And they're still making the same amount of money or more, because there's millions of people now contributing to their income instead of one client that they you know had to overprice because they had to have so many attorneys involved. So I'm just letting you know that what we're sitting on top of, by giving away a free app, you can become a multimillionaire, because every time somebody downloads that app and decides to activate that app, you're going to get paid. And not just one time, but every time. And every time somebody asks me how much money I'm making Legal Shield, I say, I don't know. I haven't finished earning on the first membership I sold yet. Because you're getting paid upfront, overrides, and you're getting paid the residual income. So I want y'all to know, when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to light up my phone and wink at my Legal Shield app and go, good job, good job. So, John, that's my take. And, Ted, that's my take on the app. It is absolutely an icon, slayer, crusher, or killer. And just getting it back in perspective for all of us. So I think that's a wrap. And I want to thank some people here.
Absolutely.
First of all, Nancy DeConis for opening up the call. Ted, Tom, Jason, Larry, John, and everybody else that participated, because it takes something to put this call together every week.
It sure does.
Yeah. And if y'all have a great membership story, please let us know, because you need to share it with the team because so they'll realize the value of what they've got here. If you have a success story, please share it with us so we can get you on the phone and tell that story. Anything last from you?
That's everything from me, and I just want to wish everybody to have a fantastic, productive week. Hope your follow-ups go wonderful, and hope you get lots of great results.
And again, if you just came into business, please get those 10 points. We want to see you in the Atlantis resort out there. So this is Frank and Teresa and the entire leadership portion of our team saying thanks. Did I thank Tom?
Yes.
I did thank God. Did I thank you?
No.
Oh, okay. I got to tell you all what I just did.
No, don't.
I will. I'm going to tell
them. I'm going to tell everybody good night now.
Okay, all right. I screwed up really big time. I got to make it up here. All right, everybody. This is Frank and Teresa from sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying good night to all. We'll talk to y'all next week.
We love and appreciate all of you. Good night.
Bye-bye.